It's my honor to present for your consideration Senate Bill Number 3, and Senate Bill Number 3 deals with texting and driving. And just want to give you a few statistics about texting while driving. If you text and drive, you're 23 times more likely to have a car crash. It's about 6 times more likely to cause an accident while texting as opposed to drinking and driving. 25% of all car wrecks are caused by texting and driving. If you text, it's almost like closing your eyes for 5 seconds. Imagine being blind for 5 seconds while you're driving. Slows down brake reaction by some 18%. And yet this is something that's popular by most of the driving public. 90% of the folks that are surveyed by the National Highway and Transportation Safety Administration, 90% of drivers feel that people should not text and drive. I guess this is kind of a personal thing. When I first started texting, about 6 or 7 years ago, I was texting and driving. My son was in the car, and he just very matter-of-factly said, "Dad, you're going to die." And that was it. And that was a tremendous wake-up call for me. I do know in the past that Senator Ryan McKenna has carried legislation like this. Obviously, he's no longer in the Senate. But I do think it's important that we talk about this. Now, as we know, several years ago, we did put a ban on novice drivers, those age 21 and younger. There's some 6 states that have legislation for novice drivers. And I remember when I went home, some people said, well, of all folks that are good at texting, it's the young people. They're great at it. Maybe not as experienced drivers as the rest of us. But 21 years and younger, that's only 8% of the drivers. So there's 92% of us that are out there that could text and drive. 44 states have bans on texting and driving, 44. And so we're one of 6 that just has the ban for novice drivers. Another part of the bill deals with also limiting cell phone calls to just hands-free or voice-activated. Again, if you're taking your eyes off the wheel to make phone calls, that's inattention, that's distraction. And so for those reasons, I'm bringing Senate Bill 3 to your attention.